On May 28, 1974, the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, known as NICAP, received reports from Albuquerque residents that on that morning, a large, very bright, glowing object was seen moving across the western side of the Sandia Mountains. An eyewitness opened his window to listen for noise, but there was none, and that glowing object landed on a nearby hill in the Sandias, where, quote, it remained for over an hour before it shot into the air and vanished, unquote. And then after that, a housewife in the same Sandia Hills region reported a 50 to 75 foot diameter object that, quote, displayed a distinct whirling motion as it rotated around its central axis, unquote. And that sighting lasted a minute. Well, that was the morning to midday on May 28, 1974. Research now suggests that by 9 p.m. on May 28th, more Albuquerque residents were watching a large glowing white disc moving from the south of Albuquerque and Kirtland Air Force Base to the northeast. The disc moved very slowly and steadily downward toward the lower Sandia Hills at the eastern edge of the city. And over at the Arroyo del Oso apartments at Pennsylvania and Montgomery, 8-year-old Paul McKeever was outside on the warm evening playing with his two cousins, Lisa, age 10, and Larry, age 4. The kids saw this large glowing football-shaped object in the sky, and they ran to the apartment yelling for their parents to come out, and the parents, Rebecca and Sandy, were already coming outside because they both heard a 770 KKOB radio announcement that an unidentified flying object was over Albuquerque. We went back to that apartment to begin our interview.
I just remember that they said an unidentified flying object has been seen over Albuquerque. And we talked a couple of minutes about whether we should go see if we could find it or not. And that's when we got up and got to the door and the kids were coming in.
And we came out to get the kids to take them, and we could see the glow from it.
Like looking at a football sideways, it had a really intense glow, like a fluorescent bulb or like those globes that have like a bulb inside of them that's white, and it had a real intense glow to it, and it was moving kind of towards us to the left is what I remember. We got in the car, and that's remember when we drove and were chasing it down, trying to see where it was going.
He and the other two children were outside playing, so they actually saw it before we did because we heard the announcement on the radio.
We more or less followed the glow. We went out Pennsylvania, and when we got to Manal, it looked like it was up at the end of Manal.
On April 1st, 2007, I traveled with Paul McKeever, his mom and aunt, out Pennsylvania and Manal beyond Tramway Boulevard, as far as we could go after 33 years of housing development spreading at the base of the Sandias in what were only dirt trails back in 1974. The family thought one particular rock-covered hill looked like the place they drove to following the glowing disc in the sky.
And we came up as far as we could on the pavement, and then it was like a, I guess you'd call it almost like a dirt trail that we took. It wasn't really a dirt road. It was like car tracks make through a field or something. We drove onto that, and we could see an object with a lot of light around it, bright light, and we were stopped. We were told we had to turn around and to leave the area.
Immediately.
Yeah. And he was very agitated.
And he was, he meant what he said.
Yeah, he was very, very serious. We were fairly close to the object, close enough to get a really good look at it, to see the people around it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Soldiers.
And, there were soldiers
the
around
military.
It, and they had it like a perimeter around it. And every so many feet, there was a soldier dotted around the thing.
They were armed.
They had M16s.
M16s.
And they were facing the object. And the thing was glowing intensely. The funny thing to me was that it was at the very bottom slope of the hill, but the thing was pretty level. But you couldn't really see anything underneath it. It was just kind of sitting level. But it looked like it was close enough to the ground to be on it, but it was level. That baffled me.
Because it was on a more or less a rocky surface.
Yeah. Yeah.
It may have been hovering there.
That's what I would think now, thinking back, that that's exactly what it was. It was hovering.
Because there's no, I mean, you couldn't see any gear or legs or
anything.
No,
you couldn't see anything under it.
And it was glowing, so it was illuminating the area around it. Plus, they had the deuce and a half truck, which is a 2.5-ton truck that has a canvas back on it, but the canvas was off of it, and they had a spotlight mounted on the back. And they were searching the bushes and the area and the rocks outside and around of the object. It looked like they're trying to see if anything was, like, hiding in the bushes or around the rocks because they had soldiers around it. But the soldiers were back. They were, you know, away from the thing. They weren't, like, close to it. They were back away from it. To the right of the object, from our point of view, to the right, there was a whole pool of vehicles, and there was more personnel mixed in amongst the vehicles. From what I noticed, they're all military personnel. The only person that wasn't military was the guy who stopped us at the end of the road. From what I remember, was that he had a state patrol uniform on, and I remember the car being a state police car because it was black and white, and the state trooper cars were black and white. The whole time this thing was glowing, he just made us turn around. We turned around and pretty much left the area. That was it. We just left.
And there were other cars parked behind us that were coming up
the road, yeah.
The road also. And I'd say there was five or six at least behind us.
Yeah.
That I remember.
Military. They were here before us, which means that they had to be following the object the whole time, because
there wasn't that much time.
There wasn't that much time, yeah, between when we saw it and went after it and it was on the ground. It couldn't have been more than 15 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that.
Seems like it. And it seems like I remember seeing other military vehicles driving into the area.
Yeah, that's what
they
I was
weren't. Everybody,
too.
I mean, there were a lot of people there, but
already.
There were some
there
more
were
coming,
coming in,
and it was all the military.
From that hill, we're real close to how far we were that night.
Yeah.
For this kind of thing, we were very close.
Very close. Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot closer than you would think you could get to something like that. Nowadays, I don't know if
we could have gotten in that close before we were stopped.
We were very close.
Yeah, because they only had one guy turning traffic around the state trooper.
And yeah.
And you're looking at a disc.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 40 feet in diameter.
Yeah, approximately 40 feet. Judging by what I remember, how big the soldiers looked to the thing, I remember it being about 40 feet in diameter, maybe 10, 12 feet, somewhere in there, tall.
So for that disc to be looking totally flat and horizontal to you, how would you explain that if there is a slanted hill?
I don't know. That's the question. You know, I don't know what...
It was either hovering or...
glowing. So it must have been under some kind of power to hold it there, you know, in a level position, because you couldn't see anything
underneath
it.
Uh-uh.
Protruded out to
help it. You know, sit there, whatever.
Because it was lighting up the whole area, so you could see ground underneath it and around it, and then plus the spotlight was shining around, and so it was very strange to me that it was level on the side of a hill.